1983, I saw the Bloodmobile at the University of Oregon outside the old Memorial, Herb Memorial Union, and I said, well, I'll give that a try. Started donating, and 63 donations later, I learned about Furesis, and I've been donating ever since. So that was 38 years ago.
Hi, I'm John Yeager, and this is Bloodworks 101, the podcast that'll hopefully inspire you to donate either time, money, or blood. But in truth, it'll take a lot of inspiration and a lot more time to get to Dan Ertel's level. That was Dan right there. We call Dan a super donor because a few months back, Dan was inducted into the Fresenius Kabi Donation Hall of Fame. That's around the time Dan made his 500th total donation, including more than 445 platelet donations at the Bloodworks Northwest Eugene Donor Center. Now, in order to understand Ertel's extraordinary level of commitment, you should know that platelet donations typically take more than twice the time, 1.5 to 2 hours, as opposed to about 1 hour for a red blood cell donation. Fresenius Kabi is a global healthcare company that specializes in medicines and technologies for infusion, transfusion, and clinical nutrition. The company's products and services are used to help care for critically and chronically ill patients. The company's U.S. headquarters is in Lake Zurich, Illinois. The company's global headquarters is in Germany. Their Donation Hall of Fame has been recognizing donors since 1998, celebrating each donor's unique story of dedication to the donation process and to their community needs. You should also know that this Hall of Fame process is very competitive. They receive hundreds of nominations from across the country, but only 13 are selected. And it's Dan Ertel's lifetime of donations and inspiring others to donate that really made his story stand out. We're running this episode this month because we observe National ITP Awareness Month in September as a way to honor the people struggling with immune thrombocytopenic purpura, ITP. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm only going to do it once. ITP is an autoimmune disease. This initiative was launched back in 2010 by the Platelet Disorder Support Association. The organization is dedicated to raising awareness and bettering the lives of millions of patients who struggle with the disease. So, back to Dan Ertel. I was there in Eugene at the Bloodworks Northwest Donor Center for the Hall of Fame ceremony. On hand were officials from Fresenius Kabi, our president and CEO, Kurt Bailey, and Vicki Finson, Bloodworks Executive VP for Blood Components and Services. Here's Vicki.
Well, we're gathered today to really have a special celebration. I've been in transfusion medicine quite a few years, but don't anyone ask me how many. And this is my second time where I've had the privilege of honoring a donor into the Fresenius Hall of Fame. And it's bringing back all those emotions about amazing people who tirelessly and actively not only give of themselves, but what you were just talking about of spreading the word and sharing it with others and getting that calendar in a whole bunch of people's hands so they remember that every day of the year in 2023, lots of people are going to be transfused every single day, and you help save their lives.
Then it was John Fronda's turn to speak. John's the collection manager at the Bloodworks Northwest Eugene Donor Center.
It's a great privilege and honor, great humility to be asked to talk about Dan. I don't generally do this, Dan, so I'm as uncomfortable as you are. So.
To say that Dan Ertel likes attention would be a lie. To say he'd rather be anywhere but the center of attention, well, now that's closer to the truth, and John Fronda knows it.
Since 1998, I was trained to do apheresis, and up until a few years back, I've been honored to perform Dan's apheresis procedure. Each donation was more than a gift. We shared many stories and laughter. How can I do more? This is another word that Dan lives by. So he constantly tries to find ways, and every time he donates, he uses social media to encourage his friends to do the same. You know, there's always a shortage. There's always a need. There's no substitute for blood. So it's a great way to save lives, especially lives of people you've never met.
Carolyn Brown, account manager from Fresenius Kabi, says being nominated for this Donor Hall of Fame is very competitive. As I said, there were hundreds of nominations from all over the United States.
But only 12 are picked. And those 12 stories, those unique stories, are highlighted in our product dating calendar, which is a really important tool for blood centers so that they can determine you came in today to donate, when can you come back again. So your story will be highlighted, your picture, you'll have your month, but it'll be just you for that entire month, and they'll get to see this beautiful picture and see your story and inspire others to do the same thing. So I think I can speak for us all. The stories that John has shared, you're an inspiration to us all. You know, your dedication, your selflessness, your focus on the greater good for the community is really important, and that's what helps others join the force to collect more blood.
Thank you.
So it's my honor now to officially induct you into the Donation Hall of Fame. If you could come up here for a second. And so, Dan, it is my honor and privilege to officially induct you into the Donation Hall of Fame.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Yay, this is where you clap.
I couldn't do this without all of you. You know, and this is, you know, you all work for organizations that help better the lives of people. So I'm just a part of that. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sure you heard Dan's voice break a little there. It's hard for him to speak about donating in the abstract. It's always emotional for Dan Ertel. After the ceremony, I got a chance to grab a few minutes with this newly minted Donation Hall of Fame member.
My name is Dan Ertel, and I'm blissfully retired.
What got you started donating blood in the first place?
1983, I saw the Bloodmobile at the University of Oregon outside the old Memorial, Herb Memorial Union, and I said, well, I'll give that a try. Started donating, and 63 donations later, I learned about phoresis, and I've been donating ever since, and that was 38 years ago.
What's the difference for somebody who doesn't know anything about a blood donation and the time it takes to do it?
There is a critical shortage of blood. Because only 35% of the population is eligible to donate, but yet less than 10% regularly do so. And it's just something I felt strong trying to improve the lives of people in the community.
So what do you do in those? What's about an hour and a half to donate platelets?
It's actually about an hour and a half, right, for a triple. I'll read, catch up on current events, and just chat with people as they're leaving or donating. You can also tell when people are uncomfortable or not feeling well, when their foot starts to go like this, so you talk to them and make sure they're okay and just thank them for their time.
You say you're not a spokesperson, but come on.
I am a spokesperson, and especially about something like this that can so dramatically affect people's lives.
What does it mean to get an honor like this? I know that you don't like the attention, but it must make you feel good to be used for a worthy cause, right?
It does. Once I get past the uncomfortableness of being the center of attention, anything I can do to amplify the good work that BloodWorks and other blood-related organizations do, I'm happy to do.
So what's your advice to other people?
Call 541-484-9111 and schedule a donation if you live in Lane County, or look up BloodWorks on the web and schedule elsewhere.
What keeps you coming back?
The people at the BloodWorks Northwest and the fact that I know I'm doing good.
Well, God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
John, I'm happy to help.
Eugene's Dan Ertel, one of the newest inductees in the Donation Hall of Fame. A more honestly humble man you will not meet. It's always a treat to bump into Dan when I'm in Eugene, and whenever I'm there, Dan seems to be there too. He has no intention of letting up. In baseball, a player can qualify for the Hall of Fame by batting 300. That means basically getting on base one of three times. You tell me who's more worthy of being at the center of attention. Thanks, Dan. And thank you, John Fronda, for nominating him. If you'd like to find out more about donating platelets, go to bloodworksnw.org and click on Donate, then click on What Can I Donate, and then you'll see platelets. You can safely donate platelets every 7 days, about 24 times a year. And that just about wraps it up for this edition of BloodWorks 101. I'm your host, John Yeager. See you next time.